This chocolate biscuit isn't actually chocolate anymore, not legally anyway. And that's because some brands have reduced the amount of cocoa so much, they can now only be legally marketed as chocolate flavour. And it's easy to miss as well, look at that, it's right on the edge. This is happening in part because cocoa prices have hit record highs recently, but also in part because brands choose to lower the quality of their products rather than take that hit themselves. Oh, it actually doesn't taste great. The reason for such high cocoa prices is due to poor harvests in West Africa, where most of the world's cocoa comes from, while at the same time, global demand keeps rising. Climate change deniers look away now because scientists say that the climate crisis is contributing to the chocolate market meltdown. Hotter, drier weather and unpredictable rainfall is increasing crop diseases and devastating cocoa farms. Deforestation and soil exhaustion are adding even more pressure to the situation as well. So, to keep profits high, many big brands are changing their recipes. Swapping out real cocoa butter for cheaper vegetable oils like palm oil and shea oil, and adding in chocolate flavouring. Pladis, the owner of McVitie's, said that sensory testing with consumers showed the new coatings delivered the same great taste. But at the end of the day, these brands don't meet the legal threshold to be called chocolate anymore. So next time you're in the supermarket, check the label. Because if it says chocolate flavoured coating instead of milk chocolate, you know where you stand. Obviously, it's completely your choice, but this is full of ultra processed ingredients like soy lecithin and other emulsifiers that I know do horrible things to our bodies. So if you want to know more, check out this video.